I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
That the sex was extraordinary. I mean, she looks crazier than you.
Yeah.
Mm. Which is, I don't say that often when talking about women. Crazier than you, Danielle. But I am going to actually share the mugshot. So that you, I'm going to do it on Twitter so that you can see for yourself.
Oh.
I mean, honestly, and this is the way these things go. She's a bit of a smoke.
Mm.
So right now the dude is considering whether or not it's worth it to get back together with her. And he's telling himself that she won't do that kind of thing again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is the one time, and I'll never do.
Right. Maybe I'm partly responsible. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I shouldn't have been texting with another girl. All right. Well, anyway, mugshot up on my Twitter feed to follow me on Twitter and to see that and other things. Greg Hill WAAF. That's how you follow me on Twitter. Greg Hill WAAF. And if you want to give me the follow on Instagram while you're at it, it's Greg Hill 107. That's how you find me on Instagram, and give me the follow there. It is 7:01, and this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston. And tonight, Game 7, Boston Garden.
Woo!
I have tickets to give away sometime during the next hour, so you can be there tonight. But if you don't win the tickets, I thought it might be interesting to find out how much it's going to cost you to be there tonight. And
the wife's not going to be happy.
my good friend Higgs is joining us from Higgs Tickets.
Higgsy!
John Higgins. Higgs, how you doing?
Not too bad. I'm looking at this picture of Katie Lee. My God, she looks like Demi Moore, the one who choked out the guy's testicles.
Yeah, she does. She looks a little bit like Demi Moore. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying
that's why he's probably going to go back to her. It'll make the relationship stronger, a texter says. So, listen, I wanted to find out from you when it comes to interest in this game, in the great sports history of our city. Where do you rank it? I mean, where does it rank when it comes to Celtics finals or Sox 2004 or Patriots Super Bowls? Where does this rank tonight, Higgs?
You know, it's you can kind of pull one game from each team. I guess you'd pull 2004 with the Red Sox, although, you know, that game that we clinched on the field in 2013, you know, we did. We were selling standing rooms for $1,000 an hour before the game to that game in 2013 for the Red Sox. It was crazy. And, you know, I ran out an hour before the game, and people were lined up that just was willing to give it. They had the cash in the hand, was dying to pay $1,000 for a standing room to see it. You know, the Celtics 2008 was another great analogy because you won it on your home court. You know, the Patriots, every one of their Super Bowls. I mean, the first Super Bowl they played was the year of 9/11, and it was probably the cheapest Super Bowl in history. So, you know, the ones after that, I'd say the first time we played the Eagles in Jacksonville, it was over $3,000 to get in.
Yeah.
But this one, you know, it's unique. You have two teams. St. Louis has never won a cup, and the Bruins have never actually, you know, raised the Stanley Cup at the Garden. So there's two firsts that both teams are hoping for tonight.
What would, at a minimum, if you want to be seated in the 300s, last row, what is that going to cost tonight?
I mean, this morning, right now, it's at $1,750.
Okay. per ticket.
Oh, my God.
Per seat.
Yeah.
You want a pair of seats, it's $3,500.
All right. And then there are some seats available on the glass tonight, and what are those running, Higgs?
You know, it's funny. I just got them yesterday. They have I have four right next to the Bruins bench, right on the glass where the Halak will sit watching Tuukka play tonight. And they're up at 7,500 a piece.
Yeah, but you get to stare and make faces at Yara Halak all game. I mean, that's
you
cool.
Get an LP. Get down there and intimidate some of these Blues players coming across the blue line.
So what's that? 30. My math is not good. Is that 37,000 somewhere around there for those four?
30 grand for the set of four.
All right. Oh, we'll do a little deal. 30.
So you
grand.
Only sell them in a set of four. Right?
I'll sell them in any. I'll sell them in ones, twos, and threes.
Yeah, right. Hey,
for someone that's going to drop 30 grand on tickets, I don't know. I've never spent that much money on anything except a house. do they pay that? Like, as a payment plan? Do they drop it all at once? I'm so curious because I've never spent that kind of money on tickets for anything. It's crazy.
There's no payment plan, Higgs, right?
There's no payment plan whatsoever.
Drop
There's very few people. I've got a lot of. You have a lot of barters that I had, and in 2004, I kid you not, I had a kid barter and traded me his car.
Well, I got a car for you.
What kind of a car was it?
It wasn't even a nice one.
Yeah, but you got paid, right, kid?
Yes, I did. It's all about getting paid, LP.
All right, and do you expect that as the day goes on, the price goes up? I assume it doesn't drop, right?
So, you know, that's kind of the big question. And if you knew this, I mean, even with Super Bowls and everything else, if you knew which way the market was going to go, you'd make a ton of money. But
right.
Me personally, it's a beautiful day. People restart coming down the garden today at 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Canal Street is already closed off. It's going to be crazy. Yeah. I think the price will hover right at $2,000 to get in the door.
And what if you wanted to be in a luxury box tonight, asking for a friend? What would that run you, Higgs?
You need the secret knock. My luxury box will have two state troopers on the outside. I had the lieutenant governor in my luxury box the other day, and come to find out the state police have two detailed troopers with them at all times. I was wondering who these two guys are standing at my door. I'm like, guys, you have a ticket? And he's like,
yeah, I got a ticket.
I'm Karen Polito's bodyguard. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, listen, so, yeah. I mean, you know, you were kind enough to let me slide in during the Super Bowl this year, and I will be forever grateful for that. So we'll see what happens this evening. But all right, tickets crazy. You can get a hold of Higgs. What's the how do people get a hold of you over there, Higgs?
You can go right on the website, HiggsTickets.com, or call us 617-722-4116. Yeah, I tell people, and I posted something yesterday, with the Stanley Cup and with other major events, the scammers come out. You know, you get the people on Craigslist, you get the people promising this.
Yep.
You know, trust me, there'll be hundreds of people standing on a Causeway Street that got scammed from someone over this last 3 days.
Yeah.
And I just tell people, charge it on your credit card. You have some recourse with your credit card. But don't meet someone in a parking lot and hand them cash. It's insane.
No. And the police are saying that too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Be very careful about that. All right. Higgs, great to talk to you, buddy. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Go Bruins.
Yeah,
go
Bees. The best, kid.
Go Bees. There's Higgs. And there's an update. 35,000. That's it.
You could be
there tonight. Four tickets. Four right. tickets on the glass tonight. 35 G's. All right, we got to get to this.
And now, LB.
The more you can put in your mouth, the better it is.
With a WAAF right? Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by My Hair Doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. If you're tired of being bald, guys, ladies, pick up the phone. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR-CHANGER. Let us change your life. Not much to say except... Go Bruins, right, Marshy?
I think that every hockey player can say that at one point in their life, or plenty of times, they've dreamed of being in a position like this. But it's much different when you're going through it and realizing how exciting and how hard it is. You just have so much more appreciation for what we've been through and the road that we've taken to get here. So it's a very special opportunity, regardless of how it plays out tomorrow. It's been a special... special adventure with this group, and hopefully it ends on a good note.
LB, the cup is in the building. We have confirmation this morning from a mole that the cup is in the building. And we are hours away from glory. So what do you think? So you said earlier they got to answer the physicality. I mean, St. Louis is going to come in here. The refs are probably not going to call anything. And the Bruins have got to be able to answer when it comes to being physical.
I think they have to play through it. Try and answer the physicality. The Blues are a big, tough, strong team. I think I mentioned it earlier in the week that I think like 80% of their lineup is over 210 pounds.
Yeah.
These guys are big boys that like to play the heavy game. So, you know, not for nothing. If the top line plays like, you know, that they played last game, I don't see St. Louis winning.
Well, we got Tuukka.
I think the Berge line, the Berge and the Krejci line. And, Carson Coleman, by the way.
Yes.
I realize again today that he plays for the Bruins.
Yes. Okay, good. You got that.
Yeah.
And you got his name right, local. I mean, that's amazing, too.
Hometown hero. All right. So, puck drop is eight or so over on Causeway Street. And it's going to be an amazing night for Bruins fans. Doors open for tailgating and friends and family. I think it's like super early. So go to the Boston Bruins website, bostonbruins.com, and get over there and get ripping. Beast coach Bruce Cassidy, giddy up, fellas.
I think our older guys will address the group and how they can best handle that once the puck drops. We feel we're prepared to play. I think that's the easiest way to get through your nerves. If you know you're prepared and you haven't crammed, so to speak, we've gone through checklists of what we want to hit. Tomorrow it'll be sticking with our routine, so hopefully that calms your nerves, just knowing that you've prepared this way 107 times or 6 times, and that's enough to get you through it early on, and you got to play hockey.
Gotta love it. Tuukka, you're my man, brother. Step up. I believe in you. Big Poppy update. Stable after surgery at Mass General. He's in ICU after that shooting down in the Dominican. He's expected to make a full recovery. Rangers 9, Red Sox 5 over at Fenway. Benintendi tossed.
Going the other way with it. Andrus Wagon has a very good arm. Plenty of time. 2 down. Well, Alex Cora out. Talking with the first base umpire, Carapazza. Wonder if Andrew Benintendi's been thrown out of the game. He has been thrown out of the game. They have run Benintendi.
And not for nothing, you got to love Alex Cora. He is a full-on team player. He got into it, and he got tossed as well. Darwinizen Hernandez, say that 3 times fast. Lasted just 3 innings for the good guys. Xander and Mookie went yard in the loss. Game 3 is an afternoon tilt, not to mix it all up with the Bruins. So it's not a 7 o'clock start if you have Sox tickets. It's an afternoon game. Google it. And looking forward to Pat's training camp about a month away. And I guess power was out at Gillette, so the fellas decided to play paintball yesterday instead of football. Over in France at the World Cup of Soccer for the women, there was no mercy. The U.S. women spanked Thailand. Are you ready for this? This is a soccer score, because you're usually used to 0-0 or 1-0. A big game is 2-0. 13-0.
Do you believe
over Thailand?
Do you
next up Chile?
Do you believe that the U.S. women ought to be paid the same as the U.S. men? They have filed a suit. 28 of them have filed a suit, and they certainly showed up big yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why they are not paid the same as the guys.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
They absolutely should be.
Unless it's some kind of sponsorship thing, or I don't know.
The Men's World Cup is, you could make a case for the fact that it is bigger, you know, viewership-wise and probably sponsor-wise. But, it's the U.S. soccer team that's paying
They're representing the country. They're doing the same job.
Yeah. All right.
Can I weigh in on this real quick
If you could do it in less than 47 minutes, yes.
All right, well, they have the NHL and they have the AHL.
Yes.
The AHL guys get paid as much as the NHL guys?
No.
No, guys.
You know why?
Because it's not as
many. There's no women.
It's about viewership. It's about patronage, putting asses in seats and stands.
So you would say that the women don't put as many seats in the stands as the guys do.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. It is 7:14, and coming up, we'll get some keys to the game tonight from Andy Brickley of Nesson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Danielle, I'm impressed. Is that a little My Chemical Romance?
Mm. MCR all day long, kid.
On the rejoin?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. All right. It is 7:23. And we will be joined in seconds by Andy Brickley of Nesson, and he'll tell you what he thinks about Game 7 tonight. Before that, though, the weather, which is brought to you this hour by Hint Water, and it is going to be sunny today, all day, every day, sunny. Temperature 75 for a high. Right now, it is 56 here in Brighton. Hint is pure still or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon and blackberry and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. I have tickets for tonight, which I will give away sometime before 8. So if you would like to be there tonight, and you don't want to throw $30,000 at those four tickets that we were just talking about on the glass, then keep listening because you could win tickets. And Andy Brickley will be there tonight. And Brick joins us. Brick from Nesson, former Boston Bruin. Brick, good morning. How are you?
Stellar. I'm already into my game day routine, so looking forward to tonight. And did not enjoy being a ticket broker all week, by the way.
Yeah, seriously, kid.
I know. I mean, it's for those of us who are scrambling, we are apologizing in advance of our text messages, and I'm just realizing that I did not text you to ask for tickets for this evening, so I should have done that, Brick, apparently. I mean, it's exciting. We were talking earlier during the sports with LB about the fact that the St. Louis team is so good on the road, and the Bruins have struggled a little bit at home, it appears, during the playoffs. Is there any reason for that? Are you worried about that tonight?
I'm not worried about it. You know, and I'm not a big, you know, statistics guy when you come to game sevens. I think I was reading somewhere where this will be the 17th game seven in the final. Home teams are 12-4. Does that matter? I don't think so. Bruins won game seven on the road in Vancouver 2011, so they're one of those fours when you start talking about the numbers. So
yeah.
What I'm looking for is for St. Louis to play their best game, Boston to play their best game. And I think the Bruins, and I think a lot of us feel this, the Bruins are a better team. And if they both play their best, the Bruins should win, whether it's home or road, it doesn't matter. And that's the approach I'm taking.
You look at Tuukka's performance. I think we talked to you about this last week. But, I mean, it has been, I don't want to use the word extraordinary because I use it too often on this program, but it has been extraordinary. And I would guess that there's no question that he is up for that tonight, and that we have an advantage when it comes to the goaltender.
We have seen no signs of, you know, the Tuukka Rask that may have weakened in moments like this in this playoffs. You know, it just seems like he has a different level of maturity. He's at a different place in his life. There's just so much confidence in his game, and he's always had confidence and poise. Kind of be an unflappable guy once he established himself as a number one goalie in this league. And I don't know, it's just different this time around for him. It's it's as if he's so much more in control of his emotions, and he just knows how good he is and how to play the position and how to play the game and how to deal with his teammates and all the traffic that's going on in front of him. And yeah, I don't see any signs of weakness in his game. And you know, coming into the series, I was definitely on board saying the Bruins have the better goaltender here. I know Binnington's a great story, and I just wasn't convinced that he was the guy that could lead them to the Stanley Cup. He's a good goalie. He's had a great year. And again, great story in the NHL, but I thought he was very beatable, and I haven't come off that opinion at all.
How incredible is the fact that Chara is out there playing with that injury, Brick?
Well, I think it's pretty amazing, really. I mean, LB, you and I talked about it last week about, playing with a broken jaw.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to do, number one. He's a target, number two. He comes under criticism for, being 42 years old and turning the puck over and being too slow, yet he plays somewhere between 20 and 25 minutes a night. People still hate playing against him. He defends really well. He's a great penalty killer. And he's just going to suck it up. He knows that, the end is near, and this is a time to win a championship, and I can go out there and still be a leader and still do the job and rely on my partner. He's got a great partner, Jolly McAvoy, that can go pick up loose pucks when they chip it in his corner and get the puck out of their own zone. So he's still an effective guy. But to play in the condition he's playing, and it just speaks to the person that he is and the athlete that he is.
This is going to sound like a bit of a homer comment, but do you feel like the Blues are getting away with a bunch of dirty hits? And that the officials, I think we all appreciate the fact when they put the whistle away and they let guys play. But do you think that they are letting the Blues get away with too much, or am I just looking at it with black and gold blinders on, Brick?
I don't think they're getting away with it. No, I don't. I think, that's their personality. That's who they are. That's how they play. They finish high with their hits. They're an aggressive team. They're a reflection of their head coach. I thought it was a well-officiated game six, and I expect that same kind of officiating tonight. I think if you ask the players, that's probably the better barometer, whether they think it's that case, and I think they would say, no, we'll just play through that. I think you'd get a different officiated game during the regular season, and I think your opinion would probably be more accurate. But I think at this point in the final, the way the game is played, it's man's hockey, it's big boy hockey. I think it's fine. I really do. I think you're thinking a little bit too much black and gold.
Yeah. Is it an advantage for the Bruins that you have five guys on this team that were there in 2011 and won it?
Yes, and add to that were there in 2013 and lost.
Yeah, six guys.
I think both experiences are definitely valuable when you get to this point, and I think it definitely gives them an advantage over the Blues because of both the winning and the losing experience.
And the Bruins need to score first, or that doesn't matter?
It matters. It's not necessarily going to determine who wins, but it definitely matters. Going into game six, I wanted, score first, get the lead, extend the lead, and they were able to do that. And I think that's part of the formula tonight. Bruce Cassidy likes to use the phrase, start the game on time. So you got to be in control of your emotions, obviously. Don't try to win the game in the first period. I don't think that works. But try to get the lead. Play with discipline. You know what Boston is. They got to skate. They got to move the puck. That's the answer to the physicality that St. Louis brings. There are no secrets at this point. You know what you're going to get from both clubs. And it's just a matter of going out and, being better than that guy across the ice from you every shift you possibly can. It's all about will right now. And again, I'll repeat, I think the Bruins are the better team. And if they play their game, they should win this game seven.
And how important to the Bruins' success do you feel my ceremonial vodka chug between the second and third periods has been, Brick? I mean, do you feel like the guys are getting a little bump from that?
Have you guys zoomed in on that?
Yeah.
I think that is something that critical to the victory tonight.
Most of Brick, Most of it, not surprisingly, most of it ends up on my shirt.
Yeah.
But the effort, but the effort is there. You know what I mean? The
good intentions.
Hildog, not for nothing. It's game seven. You might have to do a double chug.
I still got to get in the building so that I can maneuver my way out onto the ice should they win, as I did in Vancouver. I mean,
Will you be on your phone again the whole time? Not seeing Whitey Bulger?
The vodka chug is in jeopardy if I can't get in the freaking building tonight. Yeah, I mean,
I like how Brick just keeps chuckling just to move you along.
I mean, Brick, what do you think? Could you? I mean, do you think you could add
When you get near the gun, just text me and I'll get you.
Okay, all right, yeah, maybe I could walk in with you and carry like some gear or something,
You haven't done that in a long time. Brick's assistant.
I mean, could you throw me on the media pass list or something? I mean, I do cover the team. I've covered the team since the beginning.
I hate to say it, but when you get to the final, the league takes over.
I know.
You lose all your juice. You don't have any pull when it comes to press passes and doing people favors because the league just takes over everything.
Well, I went to the top of the organization on this one, and we'll see what the response is over there. Speaking of that, we were talking with our pal Higgs from Higgs Tickets earlier and talking about getting in the building tonight for a couple $1,000 if you want to sit on the glass. It's about $7,500 per ticket. And several texters were saying that they believe when you get to this point to a Game 7, kind of what you're talking about, the tickets that the NHL has, the tickets that the various team sponsors get, that it leads to a crowd that is not necessarily diehard hockey fans.
The wine and cheese crowd, as they're called.
Do you feel that way, Brick?
I do. That's why I love when, who's ever covering it television-wise, so let's say NBC, their focus should be in the balcony because that's where your fans are going to be.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's even up there, it's, what, 1,500 for a balcony seat for Game 7? So,
yeah.
But that's the best place you're going to get your diehard Bruins fans. I don't think you're going to get them in the bowl. There'll be a handful down there. But, yeah, it changes the texture of the crowd. And I don't know if it'll be any less raucous because this is a Game 7. It could be epic. It's been an awesome series. I think it'll be great. The atmosphere will be great. And I want it to be exactly what we all want it to be. But, no, it's... The pricing definitely affects, who's in the building and who's not.
Are you hearing the same thing I am, that it is the greatest quarterback in the history of professional football, who is the flag banner captain tonight?
Yeah, we went over this before with the Belichick thing.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, I had it backwards when you asked me about who was in and who was out. I had Chara out and Grizzlick in. I had that wrong.
Yeah. Well,
so
I'm
probably the worst guy to ask about who's going to be waving the banner.
I think Grizz was still wearing the red shirt yesterday. Does that mean that?
He's not improving health wise as quickly as they'd hoped. So
yeah,
unfortunately.
Do you expect Cassidy does anything else lineup wise tonight? Anything?
I expect the same lineup that he had in Game 6.
Okay, all right. Well, Andy Brickley from Nesson, what is the coverage like tonight?
Well, the Sox moved their game up,
yep.
So that's good news. But it's still, 4 o'clock start, so I think our pregame out on Canal Street from the stage will probably be on Nesson Plus starting at 7. So we'll go 7 to 8, and then post-game, we'll have it all covered immediately, and depending on which team wins, we'll probably determine what we're doing as far as where our coverage will begin and where it will finish. Whether we'll be on the ninth floor or are we going to be at ice level.
Yeah, when the mayhem starts, if the Bees win.
Oh, this city is going to go nuts tonight if that happens. And then I won't even bring up the P word, the P a raid word. But we don't want to, we can't even talk about that, right, Brick?
No. Okay. Doesn't even come up.
That's
right. All right. Well, listen, I could not be more excited. Thanks for joining us throughout the playoffs all season long. And go Bees, I guess, is the last thing to say, right, Brick?
Vodka shots.
Yes.
Love you, Junk. Love you, Junk.
All right. Thanks, Andy Brickley. There he is. It is 7:36. And, I mean, this texter says it is a shame that the ticket prices don't remain the same throughout the playoffs as they are in the regular season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be great because we wouldn't make the playoffs because we were paying every player $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, LB, I mean, I don't know. How do you... It's supply-demand, right? It's that kind of a thing? I mean, it's...
No, it's about revenue.
It's about success.
It's about revenue for the owners of pro sports teams to put money in the bank. So instead of getting some schlep guy that got cut from the Montreal Canadiens as your first-line center and pay him $500,000 a year, you pay David Krejci 6.5, and he's fourth in the team and scoring in the playoffs, and you're in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Shut up, people.
I don't think you can complain about success. I mean, this is what happens when you – I mean, it could be – you know, it could be worse. You could be in a city where they don't make the playoffs and the ticket prices remain the same all the time.
I just think it's funny.
It's
people drive Ferraris. People drive Datsuns.
Yeah.
Okay?
Not anymore, the Datsuns.
There's like three left.
If they do, they might be worth as much as the Ferrari.
You know, the Datsun guy pulls up and wants to like take, you know, cruise by the Ferrari and clip the mirror off his car because the guy's driving a Ferrari and he's driving a Datsun. Okay?
Just a Datsun. Again, game one
of the NHL season. You could have put $20 a week away, right?
And save for your tickets.
And you'd be buying Stanley Cup Final playoff tickets.
Or a Datsun.
Or a Datsun.
Datsun. Let's see. This is Andy. Hello, Andy.
Datsun. Hey, what's going on, Greg?
What's up, Andy?
Nothing. I'm just excited about the game like everybody else. I actually paid $100 to sit behind a post in 90 on the overtime game. That's the old garden, but just what you guys were talking about it's a while ago now, but about St. Louis coming out hitting, and I do think the refs are going to keep the whistles away, but, you know, if it's a blatant call, they're going to have to make it, and that could go against St. Louis if they take a bad penalty to start the game or something.
Yeah.
You know, if the Bees power play can start clicking, we could really put them in a hole early.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I feel like that they can answer the physicality with the skill and with, as Brick said, passing that puck and not trying to skate it through three or four different guys. So could not be more excited about this evening. And if you want to win tickets, then I'm going to give them away before 8. So it's 7:40 right now. That means sometime in the next 20 minutes, you have the chance to win tickets so you can be there tonight. This is Ron. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, how you doing, Greg?
What's up, Ron?
I disagree with LB because LB is trying to say that we can buy a championship. It's like the Yankees did all them years. They won it.
Yeah.
Right, Mike Shue?
I can't really complain because the Sox had the highest payroll last year and they won it.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't really use that complaint. Yeah. You know, and they can. You can dump a lot of money into any team, but what it comes down to in the end is chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, can they work together? Because we had who Gonzalez, you know, we had all those great players, but then again we had Bobby Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a disaster. So, you know, it's about chemistry.
Here's a 978 text that says LB is wrong. The high ticket prices are on the secondary market, not face value. That's not true. I mean, if you want to get a ticket from the Bruins for tonight in the balcony, it's $1,600. So I mean, it's not only secondary market. But again, it's a supply demand thing. It's capitalism.
Right.
It's
how big a fan are you, or how big a company that you work for that has tickets.
Yeah.
And you get gifted.
Yeah. I mean, if you, I will say this: if you're a season ticket holder, your ticket prices for the playoffs remain about the same as they do during the regular season. And that's because
but that's because you're willing to step up.
Yeah, you come step up early.
I don't know. What does it cost for season tickets now? Yeah. Like 12, 14, 16 grand?
Yeah. I know that from experience, you know, a former former
All four sports.
Back in the day, how expensive were your season tickets back in the day?
I had season tickets the first year that the TD Garden opened up.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much were
they? No, you didn't.
I don't remember what they were. They were like 9 grand, 10 grand. Yeah. I don't know, 12 grand. I bought them. It's fact.
Pay cash.
Call over there and ask.
I'm not disputing. Call over there and ask. I'm curious what they were back then versus how much they were.
They were like 10 G's. I'm still paying them off, I think.
Oh, get out of here.
You know, you do have the means to get in tonight. And it doesn't even involve cash.
What's that?
And I don't know if you want to do this.
Yes.
Take advantage of something that's a very honorable thing.
Are you talking about my disability?
No.
Are you talking about
not
my
the
leg?
Small
because
hands.
I did consider
the leg.
About it.
The leg. Now.
I considered about the. I thought about the boating mishap that I had this past weekend on the ship formerly known as the USS Echo Store, now known as the SS Hill, and the fact that I was disabled by the gate, and that I could perhaps get one of those seats that they make available for those who have some kind of a disability.
I think those are the people who really have disabilities.
What are you talking about?
You do have a helmet and turnout coat.
No.
And you could say,
hold on a second.
That's a good call. Hold the phone. That's why I said, I don't know if you want to do something because it's an honorable thing.
Hold the phone.
But I don't know if you want to use it for something
brilliant.
That's dishonorable.
This is sheer brilliance.
No, you could walk up to the back door and say,
fire inspection.
Exactly.
Go in valor.
7:15. Fire inspection.
Right, last minute fire inspection. Right? Want to make everything's tied up, right?
Hold on.
Let me check.
Oh. All right.
You're on the ninth floor, no worries.
Coming up, your chance to win tickets for tonight. And then coming up at 8:15, we are going to get to today's Robot Uprising report. And we will tell you what an emotionless hunk of metal will soon be doing for you when you go to Vegas. And also after that, never mind your hair smelling terrific. You smell like semen. That is coming up. That is all coming up at 8:15. Great chills and nice work. I must say nice work by Audio Lassie. Mm-hmm. Stanley Stiz Grimey, Vice President of Social Media and Audio. Well, actually, I'm sorry. Mike Brangiaforti is the Vice President of Audio.
Right. Mikey B.
You can be the Audio Lassie.
That's okay.
On this program.
I'll work on that, Mike.
Nice work on that piece.
Thank you, Hilton.
And I wish the game were starting right now. Right now.
Right this second.
Now, we're going to give away some tickets. And so I want to mention that you should gear up for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final with exclusive Bruins Stanley Cup t-shirts, hoodies, caps, pucks, and more. Stop by the Boston Pro Shop on Level 2 of TD Garden and get 1 hour free parking validation in the North Station Garage with purchase until 5 p.m. today. Fans can also shop the official collection online at bostonproshop.com. And I have tickets to give away for tonight. The number to call is 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223.
Are you ready for Game 7, kid?
Guys, don't forget, Kuka is good!
It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Captain Bandwagon on the Hillman Morning Show.
Moran, repeat, Boston, that's all we do!
All right, we're playing Are You Smarter Than Captain Bandwagon? Because everybody is a fan right now. And Stan, you went out last night. Would you go to the Bush concert?
Yes, I went to the Bush and Live concert. You know, I figure I have my own show now, so I really need to be in the streets, see what's going on with the rock station.
Yes,
It's about the people.
How was the show?
Oh, kick ass, Greg.
Really? Good
kick show? I don't know if you've ever seen Bush Live.
I've seen both. I believe that Live opened up for the Counting Bros on the tour last summer.
And so
I did get to see live when they opened up for the Bros.
Please.
My first time,
pretty
thoroughly
good show.
Impressed.
With live?
With both, with Bush. And live.
Yeah, Bush.
Yeah. Is Bush the two brothers that beat the crap out of each other?
No, that's Oasis.
Thank you, though. Thank you for the input. But Gavin Rossdale, I mean, the guy is talented. And he was in here yesterday.
Yeah, with Karen.
You went to the show, and then you asked a bunch of Captain Bandwagon Bruins fans some questions.
That's right.
And if the listeners are smarter than Captain Bandwagon, then they could be qualifiers for these tickets for tonight, correct?
That's right, Greg.
All right. Who are we starting with?
Two beautiful girls from the beautiful city of Lynn, Massachusetts.
Oh.
So we can meet them real quick if you'd like.
Oh, the Lynn girls. All right, yeah, let's meet the Lynn girls.
All right, Stitch Grimey with the Hillman Morning Show. We're trying to get someone a pair of Game 7 tickets. I'm here with two lovely ladies. What's your name and where you from?
I'm Megan from Lynn.
Megan from Lynn.
Leanne.
From?
Lynn.
I'm from Chelsea.
Ooh.
You know, Lynn, city of sin.
You never go out the way you came in.
Here we go. Are you guys big Bruins fans or at least a little?
Yes, absolutely.
Are they going to win tomorrow night and take
home
the
Bruins? Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Can I get a go Bees on three? One, two, three.
Go Bees!
Ugh. You know it's bad. You know Chelsea's bad when the people when the people from Lynn are looking down their noses at you. I mean, really.
They go in like just in unison with just looked at me with straight disgust.
All right. Oh, well, up first it's Louie. Hey, Louie.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Louie?
Good. How are you?
Where are you from?
Lowell, Massachusetts.
Okay. Louie, let's find out if you're smarter than the Lynn girls, these two Captain Bandwagons. What year did Ray Bourque change his jersey number from 7 to 77? Was it A, 1943, B, 19... Stiz, you screwed this up here. Come over here. Come over here for a minute.
I did.
Wow. He just ran out of the studio in the middle. What is wrong with him?
And he wants his own show?
What happened?
What kind of a dodo bird are you? All right. Let me start all over again, Louis. My apologies for the inadequacies of my people over here. If I wasn't desperate, I would make a change immediately with Stiz Grimey.
But I'm a good guy.
I'm a poor carpenter that blames his tools.
Or tool.
It's a poor carpenter who blames his tool. All right. Was it A, 1987, B, 1991, or C, 2003, Louie?
A, 1987.
Okay. Let's find out if you are smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
In what year did Ray Bourque change his jersey number from number 7 to number 77? Was it A, 1987, B, 1991, or C, 2003?
1987.
Oh my God, she's on fire, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it. Meow.
Oh, meow. Every time. Oh, dear. Every time.
Hello.
Now, what does meow mean in Lynn? When it comes to Lynn code, what does meow mean? All right.
It means you're in.
Yeah, I think it means
it means it's a sleepover, yeah.
Several texters, they want to know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.